We're still working feverishly to try and get this information, get information in on the investigation, trying to determine exactly what transpired. Again, we're going to try and feed you the information as we can. But currently, the only information I can release at this time, in addition to what we talked about previously, is the status of two individuals that were undergoing surgery at hospitals. The female that we referred to, the 55-year-old female that we referred to, was in surgery. She is now out of surgery. Her condition is listed as critical, and she is in observation. And the officer that was shot in the calf is out of surgery and is in stable, so a stable condition. So we again continue to monitor these individuals to make sure that we provide the assistance we can for them. Again, it's a very tough day for law enforcement, and we ask that you keep everyone that's been involved in this situation and this community in your thoughts and prayers, and we hope to bring you some additional information before 10 o'clock as to some more definite identities of the shooter and things such as that. So thank you very much.